Hello to the Cadence Collective. My name is Beck and I'm coming to you from the Cadence Couch. Sitting here with me today is a mum of two gorgeous boys, author, a registered nutritionist, and the founder and director of Cadence Health, Leanne Cooper. Leanne has completed a bachelor's degree in psychology and education from Auckland University, a diploma of nutrition from Deakin University, and a grad certificate in higher education. Straight out of university, Leanne decided to start her own private practice in nutrition. In addition to this, she also lectured at an international college. Since then, Leanne established her own successful nutrition business, Cadence Health, which has grown to be one of the largest and leading providers of industry-approved courses. Leanne has also written many nutritional publications and books that have been featured on a number of well-known magazines and newspaper columns, the likes of which are Cosmopolitan, Body and Soul, Good Health, the Sydney Morning Herald, the Daily Telegraph, and a number of local papers. She has also appeared on a number of radio and TV interviews with ABC, 2UE, Radio Pacific, and Channel 7. She is also on expert panels such as Huggies, Organic Barbs, and Oh Baby New Zealand. And she has also been a consultant to a large number of health organisations and childcare centres. Welcome, Leanne.
Thanks, Beck. Great to be here.
All right, so let's get started. I have a few questions for you today. So, Leanne, what made you take the leap into owning your own business?
Yeah, sure. So when I finished uni in Auckland, I travelled for 3 years, came out of a degree in psychology and then retrained into nutrition. And I think in line with nutrition, it's something that most people tend to do is go into your own business. So it pretty much lent itself to that. And I have to admit, I don't see myself as a great employee. I'm a pretty bossy sort of person. and I'm a bit of an ideas person, as you know. It must scare everyone the moment I walk in the door. What she got for today. So it was a very much a natural progression for me, and it felt right, and I really love directing, where my day goes.
Awesome. Do you remember what your biggest hurdles were in terms of your business and things like that?
Yeah, I think for me personally was overcoming some of the early childhood labels. I remember, and my parents still joke about my spelling today, but I remember as a kid thinking I couldn't spell, and I am not a great speller, and thinking that somehow meant that I also couldn't write. Invariably, though, in business, of course, you have to write. And slowly as I let go of those sorts of beliefs, I guess you call them self-limiting beliefs, I started to realise that I could do it, particularly if I did it my own way and found my own style. So I think that's the important thing, is letting go of those sort of shackles that we tend to, by choice, carry around with us, and just having a go and recognizing it doesn't have to necessarily be done the way you might think it has to be done.
Mm. And did you, I guess, a lot of people tend to have, coaches or mentors in their corner. Did you have one of those with your writing?
I did. I was very lucky to have a fantastic editor, Dinah Skillman. And in the days, this is going back about 15 years when we first started producing the courses, she used to sit with me and go through the manuscripts, and there was a lot of red pen. and she would explain why that was a colon or apostrophe, or where the apostrophe was supposed to go and why. She was a personal friend, but those sorts of things in between the teas and coffees really made a big difference. To actually being able to do something I didn't think I could do. So, yeah, she was amazing.
How did you conquer those moments of doubt that so often stifle or trip or stop so many entrepreneurs or yourself with great ideas? Essentially, what pushes you through?
Yeah, sure. So I think having great people around you, so your colleagues, your professional colleagues, or people who are in similar industries or industries that lend to what you're doing, and being able to rely on them and lean on them a bit. You know, I know for me, you guys are my colleagues and here at Cadence Health, and without you guys, there's just no way I could do all the things that we do. And we all lean on each other, and it's really it's fun and it's supporting and it creates quite a dynamic environment where we're all coming up with great ideas and new processes and so on. I think, too, you have to trust yourself as well. You know, to know that you've overcome many challenges, and why would any other challenge be any different? So I think your network and trusting yourself is really important.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything that you would do differently?
Yeah, I think probably I've had two particular challenges that have come up that are repeats of themselves. The first time it happened, I always thought I wouldn't fall into that trap again. And the second time I went, well, there you go. And that's really around underestimating yourself and giving up your ownership of things that are important to you and your business success. So that's something I would do differently, is I wouldn't devour myself of particular areas of the business that I didn't think I could do well and give it over to other people. I said that's something I would hope I wouldn't do again. So really hanging on to the essential elements of your business, if they're really core to what you do, and not underestimating that you can't achieve those areas, or you can't perhaps achieve them but still use or bring in expertise from other areas while still holding on to that sort of the ownership of that idea or concept.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned networking in the question before. How did you develop these networks? And you've got relationships with these big companies such as Huggies and Organic Bombs. How did you go about this?
Yeah. I talk about this a bit, I think, in the business courses, in trying to market the business courses, and I'm really a big believer of following the dots. I think life presents you with patterns, and this is just my personal belief, and that if you have some mindful moments in your day, you can see those patterns and you can ask questions of them and find opportunities in them. So the Huggies thing, for example, that was simply an email. I was probably breastfeeding my second son at the time while I was working at the computer. And I actually remember the email coming through from Leah Learos of Huggies. And it was just an EDM, electronic data mail, marketing sort of thing, about, I can't remember what the topic was, and thinking, oh, I've got some stuff they'd probably like to share with other mums. And firing her off an email in the days where you could respond to newsletters without the no respond emails there are these days. And 2 days later, I had an email back from her saying, oh, we'd love to have a look at some of your fact sheets. And a few years later, they lined the Huggies website and then 7 other countries as well. So that's just a really small example of how you know, you can join the dots. And I think it's just so simple to ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? I don't care if it seems silly. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And at worst, people will either not reply or just say no. Mm-hmm. So why not? You know, just give it a go. And one of our great advocates, Penny Lamprey, I always say to her, bark up every tree, and she often reminds me with her woof woof replies on Instagram and Facebook. And I really believe that you just got to keep going, and maybe 1 out of 10 ideas and initiatives might come through, but it's the one's really worth it.
It's interesting that you mentioned the EDMs, because so many of us don't like opting into those sorts of things because they do pester you a little bit.
Yeah.
So I guess in some ways it is important to have those resources at your fingertips so that you can approach anything and network with anyone if an opportunity arises.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, opportunity comes out of some really unforeseen areas, and it could, and you're right, you know, opting in doesn't mean you have to stay in. So you opt into something. I've got some business things coming through at the moment. I'm still hanging in there. I'm still waiting for the pearl. And if that doesn't come through, then I'll opt out. So sometimes you just got to give something a go, run the flag up the flagpole, see who salutes, and just be really open to opportunity in sometimes the most bizarre places.
Interesting. Very interesting. So on to my next question. I guess this is more in terms of mindfulness and self-care and things like that, but when you're feeling overwhelmed, as any small business owner or any business owner does, what do you do to recharge and get focused again?
Yeah, I mean, something we use in the office, and this has come out of sports psychology, is SETS, S-E-T-S. So stop, inquire or engage, test, and then speak. So I think essentially that is step back from it. Ask yourself, is this something I really have to do right now, or are these things I have to do right now? Are there other activities that I should be giving what little time I do have to above other things? So just stepping back, just putting the pen down for a moment, take Axel out of the office.
Axel's our little dog, our office dog here.
He's outside waiting patiently because he can bother us. Exiting out of that folder in your brain, come back and then refresh and then ask yourself, what is it that I really need to do? And just reassessing.
Yeah, cool. Do you ever take time out for yourself and have some self-care and things like that?
I do. So I do a little bit of painting. I used to do a lot more than I do now. And that's not walls, that's pictures. I find that really meditative, and it's very mindful. I do yoga a couple of times a week. I actually quite like baking, despite the fact that we haven't had any of my cookies, I don't think, ever. Oh, I have made cakes.
Yeah,
that's cakes. I know. As I'm saying that, I'm going, that's not true. And holidays. I love, even just a weekend or a night, I love getting away with my family. And I love that saying, go somewhere different once a year. So I think that's a really cool
thing. It's so important as well, because, you know, we get caught up in daily life, and obviously running a business is hard. It's hard work, and you can get caught up in all the things that you've got to do. So just taking that little bit of time out is really important.
Yeah, I think keeping a balance is a real I remember a friend my sister-in-law, her sister, who was doing an MBA. She was top 100 women in Australia, and I remember asking her something or other about her life balance, and she said, I'm really lucky, I've got it spot on, and I don't think I've ever met anyone who was doing all the things she was doing who could confess to that. So, you know, obviously it's possible.
Yeah. My last question for you today is, what has been your greatest moment of success?
Yeah, that's a great question, and obviously personally I think it's been my children who are healthy and happy in my personal relationships. In terms of the business, I taught at the Hospitality College in Manly for 6 years, and every single course at my last, my closing lecture, I would always say to the students, didn't matter what subject, I taught quite a few, if you've learnt one thing from this course and it's something that sticks with you, a positive thing, ongoing, then the course is a success and you've helped make it one. And to this day, I still think that is absolutely true of everything we do, even here at Cadence Health. So even for students who may not necessarily go right through as they intended, if they've gained one thing from something they've read or watched or experienced or talked about, and that's made a positive impact on their life, then that's successful in terms of the business that we've got. And I'm just very, very grateful to have a business that allows me to do something I'm very passionate about in a very principled way, with very engaged and connected people, our students and the staff. So, I'm very fortunate.
And I can see that from a coaching perspective as well, because, I mean, I've worked in a hospital, so going into those patient rooms and just having a chat with someone could make someone's day. So as from a coach perspective, just being able to help somebody, you might not help them long term, but just them being able to come to you with some issues that they have and talking it through, you might not change them long term. It might not, they might go back to their normal routine, but at least they've been able to get something off their shoulder at the end of the day, and that's something little that you can take away from all those sessions.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of reflects that from little acorns, big things can grow. But also, I think you've hit on the point that connections, in particularly Western countries, we're tending to lose our connectedness to other people and to our community. And I think you're right, just spending just a moment with someone and really connecting and engaging with them on something that's clearly important to them can be really quite life-changing.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, that wraps up our Cadence Couch with Leanne Cooper. Tune in for some more later.
Thanks, Beck. That was fun.